There's this guy who comes out of the radio booth, the main booth there. I guess it's television booth?
Yeah.
Radio TV?
Yeah, they have two television booths for the Canadians broadcasts, one English and one French. And this guy came out of the French.
Right. And his name was on the booth. It was like named after him or something.
Mm-hmm. Booth.
His name is Pierre Hude. Held. Pierre Held.
Held.
H-O-U-D-E.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it. I didn't know who the dude was, but Ralph introduces us to him, and Ralph mentions these guys are broadcasters from Dallas. And the guy,
oh, Dallas, I'm a very big go to Dallas to look at Kennedy. You say Kennedy? Assassination. Le Havre.
So he's a big Kennedy assassination
guy. Boy, your
so,
ears perked up.
Did they ever. So I'm looking forward to having an international debate with this guy. Would you like to hear some of his fine work?
Yes.
This
play
is
by
him,
play work.
Play by play work. Yeah.
Les joueurs de l'Avalanche qui ont été remarquables. Et le gazon aussi.
Ah, le gazon aussi.
On a peut-être perdu 4-0 hier, mais José Théodore a été...
Oh! Kovalev a voulu surprendre Lundqvist. Il perd la rondelle. Voilà un tir de Markov bloqué par Callahan. Et ensuite, un tir. Et là, Lundqvist était prêt. Il perd la rondelle. La rondelle est le but! Oh!
Can't understand a word of it. His signature call is
le tir et le but,
which is a shot and a goal. So we're talking to him, and I start rolling tape and are getting ready to roll tape. And Razor comes by Junior and says, "That guy Gordon's talking to is like a national treasure."
Mm-hmm.
But if he's such a national treasure, why haven't we heard about him on this side of the border?
I just want to know what you did to that national treasure.
Okay, so I start talking to him about the Kennedy assassination, and he's interesting because he's a French-speaking man who also speaks English, but when he speaks English, he really tries to strip out any French accent, and he's successful about half the time. Here's my exclusive interview with Pierre Hidi.
Is that going to go on the air tomorrow?
Yeah, this will be on the air. We're going to talk.
How many years have you been doing this? You mean my job here?
Yeah.
Since RDS has started, 23 years.
Yeah, so you and I...
Since
I'm
89.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came in 90.
Oh, you were... Oh, yeah, you
no,
came
sir.
In right after.
Yeah.
But I didn't do wrestling, though.
No.
All right, figure we talk to you since you have been to Dallas, have you not?
I have been to Dallas many, many times, and not only for hockey to that extent.
Why do you like going to Dallas outside of hockey reasons?
Because I was always fascinated as a baby boomer and as someone who is in my mid-50s about the JFK assassination and all the conspiracy theories that have been around. And when I was in my early 20s, I got to watch a couple of documentaries about the controversies and the different scenarios and all that. And it led me to be a certain sort of fascinated by the whole thing. And I got to fly to Dallas myself to attend some seminars with the conspiracy buffs and the conspiracy people. And that's how...
By the way, what does it mean that you got to fly to Dallas yourself? I got to fly to Dallas myself.
With the conspiracy buffs and the conspiracy people. And that's how, by ricochet, if you want, I got to know Dallas a little bit better.
So now that you're a wiser, older man, you don't actually believe there was a conspiracy to kill
Kennedy. I am more confused than ever as I grow old and as I read more and more material on it. The more we are far away from the event, and we are going to turn into the 50th anniversary pretty soon, I guess the more confused we are about
right.
the whole thing.
But pretty much Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone now. Don't you conclude that? I mean,
well, now you're setting me up here. I don't know. Honestly, I still think there were lots of reasons for lots of groups to actually set up the assassination.
Mm-hmm.
But
in case you want to know, I can go ahead and tell you Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Well, I'm glad I finally knew it. It took the Dallas Stars coming to Montreal after all those years, and now I finally have the truth.
Right.
Am I going to sleep peacefully tonight?
You're going to sleep well tonight knowing that killer was dead on November 24th, I guess, 1963.
22nd.
Oh, is that when he died?
I mean, the killer was in 24.
Yeah, the killer.
You're right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
The great Lee Harvey Oswald.
Thank you for bringing the truth to Montreal.
Now, you've been to all the sites, North Beckley and...
Yeah, pretty much.
Chip and Patton, where Tippett was killed.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, the hospital. And whenever the team, our team, lands in Dallas, we go to Love Field. So it's always a little bit of an emotional landing over there because this is where actually the whole tragic journey started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been on North Beckley, and I've seen, the motel where Ruby was supposed to be living at the time, and, the police station entrance and all that. So it's really fascinating for someone who's I was a kid. I was 6 years old when I came home, and my mother was all in tears. I came home from grade school, and you don't forget those things, you know.
Outside of the assassination, Jackie Kennedy, the hottest first lady that America's ever had?
Well,
are you partial to Barbara Bush?
Well, first of all, she was French. Yeah. So, right there, I do have a bond with her.
Right.
I mean,
Louis A., was that her last?
Yeah, so this
Sorry, my ride's here.
Is, yeah.
Jack Ruby signaled to shoot
siren.
Me.
This is a siren right there. Actually, there's a French link between the two of us. But she was, it's a... That story belonged in the 60s. You can't run a country like that these
right.
days. But I think, she was all grace. And she was probably, the first lady to have their own role in the whole scheme of things.
Michelle Obama do anything for you?
Not as much. And it has nothing to do with, endorsing their policies or not.
Uh-huh. I think I know what it has to do with.
It's not the same. Actually, after Jacqueline Bouvier, there wasn't much, as far as I'm concerned,
Well, thank you for this intense debate. We sure do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that. I wish I could hear the whole interview and in what spectrum I'm going to be. This interview will be aired in Dallas.
But that's okay. We can send you like a audio clip or something.
Why don't you do that? I would appreciate that.
Anyway, along with a cleared up copy of the Zapruder film.
I've got that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I've got the cropped versions and all that.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Actually, I
give that away as party gifts.
Actually, I could open a desk and sell some supplies I've got at home,
Oh, yeah. There
yeah.
You go.
Next time I'm in Dallas, I'll try that with Ralph.
All right. Thanks for talking with us.
All right. My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
He was a garrulous frog, wasn't he?
He was really annoyed with you when you said, "Oh, okay, well, I can officially say now that I have the official word on the assassination."
It took
that
the
I've
Dallas
to
Stars
you.
To come to town for me to find out.
I thought he was being playful. You get the sense that he was.
No, I think
annoyed.
He was being playful, but at the same time, I think he was. Sounds like he's done years of research that has him believing one way, but he didn't want to.
I think he's taken measurements down at Dealey Plaza. I think he knows what he's talking about.
No, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He started to pull me to his side.
No, there is no his side. I think it sounds like he started off being a conspiracy theorist, like everyone does, and then he eventually sees the truth. And the truth is that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in a very powerful fashion.
In that interview, you referred to him as the great Lee Harvey Oswald. What did you mean by that?
I meant that as far as assassins go, he's one of the most greatly known. Do you disagree with that?
No, I'm going to have to allow it.
All right. Thank you, Craig Miller.
The best music, WLS.
Stop playing Beatles. So that's Pierre... Lahoud? What is it?
Hood? Howd? Howd?
Howd?
Howd?
Howd?
Howd?
Howdy. Okay.